from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I got one more in me. A 5-hour KM to AM. Then I'm out of here for the next 3 days. And then I think Monday. No, I think Monday I'm on late. But whatever. Spoiler alert. We're going to talk sports. And obviously heavy Yankees.
Oh my God, this guy just... all he does is talk about the Yankees. His show is like 80% New York Yankees.
Well, duh. The Yankees games are on here. I went to the game today. And are the Yankees back? You guys are so quick to say the Yankees are back. Check me out. Like, I went to the first game and the last game of this series, and I don't know if the Yankees are back, but it looked right today. 888-808-1019. I mean, the Yankees never left, right? They're in first place. They have a game up in first place. Our pals, the Metsies. Yanks fans for Metsies handle business against the Baltimore Orioles, right? And when I went to the game on Tuesday, 12 innings, I did not want to leave without a W. But the Yankees kept finding ways to lose. The Yankees are supposed to be better than this at this point of the season. So what I'm saying to you now is this is the stretch. Don't let us down. It's right in front of you. Don't let us down with the lineup. Don't let us down with some of the same guys we've seen all year. Enough is enough. When does it get to the point where you say, okay, we know who is who and what is what. This gives us the best chance to win. The two games you won in this series, I don't think people were fussing about the lineup as much. And right now, with what you're getting out of Aaron Judge, you can't waste this guy. He's a rare species. He's some type of mutant X-Men robot like we've never seen. Stop comparing him to Barry Bonds. Keith, did you see Barry Bonds? No, honestly, I went to bed as a kid. I wasn't staying up to watch West Coast baseball. I saw the highlights on ESPN the next morning with the ball flying into McCovey Cove. That's great and all. He was a juice head with a size 9 head. Aaron Judge is the natural. Aaron Judge is like something we've never seen, and it's okay to admit that. And the New York Yankees, every single day moving forward, need to realize that this guy is on a ridiculous run, better than his 2022 run, and the team is better because right in front of him is the generational Juan Soto. All week I've been referring to these guys as sports cars. They're luxury. They are absolute rich money, upper echelon baseball players. Juan Soto's going to get so much money, and I guarantee you Judge is saying, yes, pay him. Run him that check. Pay him everything. And every Yankee fan that's in Yankee Stadium is locked in for these guys at bats. Juan Soto struck out today. We were like, what? All rise. Juan Soto. You have these two guys together this year. In a league where all we keep hearing is no one's going to win 100 games. There's no clear-cut favorite. This should be the year. You're about to celebrate 15 years since the last time you won a World Series, the last time you got to a World Series, this weekend at Old Timers Day. I'm not going to be there. You guys have a blast. I kind of don't want to be there because when I think back to the last 15 years of my life, at 21, I was young, dumb, naive, and brainwashed. I was a cocky young Yankees fan, wore my Yankee hat to class every day. And I thought by the time I graduate, get a job in New York City, I'll see plenty of parades. By the time I'm a grown man and I grow up, the Yankees are going to have not one, not two. No, that was like LeBron with it. But reality is hit. It's a crapshoot. The game has changed. There's a pitch clock. There were juice baseball. Now there's bigger bases. Now there's Manfred's man on second. Now there's an extra team in the postseason. It's not as easy to just stack the deck. It's not as easy to just have the pedigree that the Yankees once had with guys who had done it before. When October came, they knew what time it was. But look, you know, now you do have guys like Gleyber Torres. This is his last hurrah. Gleyber Torres, lock in, buddy. Thank you. I see you. I understand. You went through the benching. You went through the nonsense. And I hope that Judge was right about you. Oh, well, if I know Gleyber, that won't happen again. Gleyber has looked good. Offensively, defensively, Gleyber has been here for the struggles, for the losses in the postseason. This has to be the stretch right here, right? Volpe, all the talk around Volpe this week. Hashtag H11M on Twitter. I call him him. He is him. He's a young guy developing. He's learning on the fly, but he's a competitor. Like Boone said, he's a winning ball player. Austin Wells, his chicken parm buddy. The protection in the lineup with Wells and Giancarlo Stanton in year 7 as a Yankee. He's gone through the struggles. He's been hurt every year. He's battled back. He's been back from the IL for a month. He is seeing the ball. He's locked in waiting for the slider. He's unorthodox with that swing, but he's trying to hit it out. He's trying to make you pay. Okay, you want to walk Judge? You want to finally wise up after he hits 4 home runs in the series where you got Austin Wells down there, you got Stanton to deal with. It's starting to come together. Alex Verdugo needs a break. I know we were saying Volpe needed a break, but I think Verdugo needs a break. Volpe isn't showing the signs of Verdugo, who seems frustrated, who seems down because he can't buy a hit, because he's hitting the ball and it's being caught. Give him a break. Put Trent Grisham over there. Put Oswaldo Cabrera over there. Put Oswald Peraza in. You have some options. You have some options. DJ LeMahieu is not an option. I hope we learn that this week. DJ LeMahieu, I understand the guys love him in the clubhouse. I understand what he did for the New York Yankees in 2019, 2020. I get it. We're trying to win. We can't have a guy who Father Time has completely caught up to. We can't have a guy out there that is one of the worst hitters in the league, and being one of the worst hitters in the league, it translates into him making mistakes on defense, short-circuiting, right? Who am I forgetting? Jose Trevino, Trevi is back. They're going to get guys back, right? Luis Gil goes down in this series. Okay, these things work themselves out. All the talk about his innings limit. All the talk about, well, he's never pitched this month. All the talk about maybe making him a closer. We got through this series, and we didn't worry about our closer. Send Tim Mesa to the moon. 888-808-1019. I'm saying all of this to say that this team is good enough to win a World Series. You're going to keep hearing that the rest of the way, and we're almost through this dog days of August month. What else do you need to know or see? There's enough intel, enough data, enough analytics. There are children that watch the Yankees. There are children that call my show. They know who should be in the lineup every day. They know who they can depend on. They know who should be in there. The Yankees got to do that. The trade deadline's been over. Jazz Chisholm will come back. Anthony Rizzo is taking batting practice. They have more than enough talent to make a run at it this year. Gerrit Cole today. Cole World, no blanket. That's the Gerrit Cole that you need. When this season started in spring training, we all panicked. Oh, get Blake Snell. Get Jordan Montgomery. I don't know how many calls I had to take about signing Trevor Bauer. Update, Trevor Bauer still not signed for all of you still on Twitter talking about signing Trevor Bauer. Gerrit Cole, the reigning Cy Young winner. He's gotten back to his Gerrit Cole form. Nestor Cortez shoved last night. Nasty Nestor night when you need it. They have more than enough. Cody Poteet coming back. Clark Schmidt coming back while Luis Gil is down. Carlos Rodon, you. Carlos Rodon, you better. You better have your act together because this is the stretch. When you come on WFAN, they teach you, you got to have a take, right? Sometimes I'm like, I got 20 takes. I got 5 hours. I'm not going to have one take. But here's my take for the New York Yankees right now and tonight. With this homestand, with this stretch coming up, with the Colorado Rockies who are coming here to play spoiler, with the energy that you're going to get this weekend with the Juan Soto figurine giveaway. I'm wearing my John and Susan, that's Baseball Susan, 20 years t-shirt. I was able to get a 14 and under hat, even though I'm not close to 14 years old. Shout out to my boy Chico and the bleachers and all the creatures always have all the giveaways and extras to give. What I'm saying is Yankee fans are pulling up in great numbers. I showed up today because I wanted a win. I showed up today because I was 0 for my last four. And this stretch from June, July, even into August, the Yankees have lost so many games at home. But you know what? This is the stretch right here to get some room. And you have the greatest home field advantage in the postseason. Baseball was missing that last year. Baseball was missing the Bronx Zoo and what it looks like when there's that chill in the air. I can feel it at night when I leave here. It was 58 degrees the other night. You know what I'm thinking? Oh, get me to October. Let's make a run where if they want to walk Aaron Judge, fine. They got to deal with Stanton. They got to deal with Wells. They got to deal with Volpe. Gleyber Torres, Oswaldo Cabrera. They have enough talent to get it done. And this is the stretch to do what I want, right? As a fan, I want the division. As a fan, I want the number one seed. As a fan, I want them to get the break. Some people say, oh, the break can cool you off. No, these guys need a break. A lot of them, I think, need that break. I saw a video put out there of after the game today, the Yankees players and their kids and their families in the outfield watching Aaron Judge's Paw Patrol episode. That's what that's what the hat giveaway was. Paw Patrol. Judge's, I'm like, I don't know what it is, but good. They need time with their families. They need time to bond because there's so much pressure here in New York. It was like a postseason atmosphere on Tuesday, a first place team versus a first place team. And when the Yankees failed, when the Yankees didn't get easy outs, when the Yankees didn't get sack flies to bring a run in, the fans were upset. The fans were ready to boo. DJ definitely got booed. Somebody's always the whipping boy. Hide him. Keep him in the dugout. And this is the stretch right here with Old Timers Day. You are going to see legends come back. You're going to see the last championship team come back. They're giving out a replica ring. What do you think these Yankees that are going to be watching that are going to be thinking about? A lot of them that won't be here after this year. This is right in front of us. This is our year to win the next World Series, to end the drought, so that in 15 years from now, they can come back on Old Timers Day. No matter where the rest of these guys from Verdugo, Rizzo, Gleyber, Clay Holmes, whatever, where they go, they'll be able to come back for a championship. You have to create some room. You have a one-game lead, and when you look at the Yankees' schedule, you have three games against the Rockies. You can sweep them. Now, I don't expect you to sweep them, but you should have swept the Guardians. You shouldn't have had a three-game losing streak. You should have been able to beat the Tigers on Sunday Night Baseball. Imagine if they did that. We would be up right now. We'd be rolling into this weekend thinking, this is the stretch. My take is that they have to win these games. And they can't play stupid with the lineup. Give Verdugo a break somewhere this weekend. I don't care who you put in left field. I don't. Call Jason Dominguez up. But you have to win these games. The Baltimore Orioles are not that dominant. The Baltimore Orioles, they're looking at their closer like we're looking at Clay Holmes. The Baltimore Orioles, right now is the time for the Yankees to gain some room on them. And then you go to Washington, and then you come right back home. Off day next Thursday, you have St. Louis, Texas. You have some opportunity in these next 2 weeks to put yourself three games up, four games up. Who knows? You have to capitalize on it. Enough of the win a game, lose a game, little winning streak, losing streak, blow a game. This is it. This is the time. So at least when September comes, we're not crunching numbers. We're not scoreboard watching so much. Maybe you have time to rest guys, rosters expand, September call-ups, you can play some guys, see some young guys. You can figure out some things with the bullpen. Scott Efros, where's he? Send him. Ian Hamilton, I saw you on the big screen today. I know you're about to come back. Like, the New York Yankees have the talent. I heard Evan talking about the managers that Aaron Boone is going to go up against and the experience that he has versus the experience that they lack. experienced plays. When I watched the captain doc, Derek Jeter talked about how these guys knew round after round in October, tighten up and how to get through it. They've been through it before. The Yankees have been through it before. These Yankees have been through it before. This is the year. And I think it's vital to get that one seed. I think it's vital to win the division. I think it's vital to skip that wild card round. And now you're looking at the Guardians like, are we afraid of the Guardians, the AL Central? No, I remember a couple weeks ago I was looking at the Guardians like maybe we should put some respect on them with their bullpen and Emmanuel Clase. They don't want to come here. They don't want to get in a series with the Yankees in October. Who else? The Twins from the Central? The Kansas City Royals? Oh, they quieted that Bobby Witt Jr. MVP talk down, huh? That evaporated this week with Judge going crazy. 888-808-1019. This is the time. This is the time. Before football starts, we've got 2 weeks. The NFL kicks off in 2 weeks. Connor Hughes will join me to talk NFL. Jets and Giant joint practice. Of course, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones. The number is 888-808. All of those eights for Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones. It's the hotline if you've got a take on Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones played in the preseason. I wouldn't have played him. Because what did that do? He threw two interceptions, and now people are just like, no, he's not the guy. And I just heard my guy PB, Pat Boyle, in here talking about playing Aaron Rodgers for what? He's 40. He played last year in the preseason. What did that do? He was done in four. It's football, man. He's practicing, joint practices, with a red jersey on. So it's not a speed of the game thing. He has the speed of the game. And as far as him taking a hit, I don't want him taking a hit. I don't want him taking a hit until it counts. Week one in San Francisco or Santa Clara, wherever they play out there at Levi Stadium. There's no reason to put Aaron Rodgers in harm's way, because if you end up exactly where you were last year before this year kicks off, man, everybody's fired. If I'm Rob Saleh and I'm protecting my job, I'm protecting my quarterback. If it's raining against the Washington Redskins, Commanders, whatever, Cleveland Indians, whatever, I'm not letting Aaron Rodgers go out there in the rain. He could slip. He could twist an ankle. No. Protect the most valuable thing. We're going to talk Jets and Giants for sure tonight. Like I said, 2 weeks until the NFL kicks off. That is crazy. But for the New York Yankees, good. Yankee fans, I understand how you felt Tuesday night. I was right there with you. I was down in the dumps about it. I thought it was stupid. I was just like, they just find a way to lose. I'm not saying they're all the way back yet, but it's a good sign how they bounce back. It's a good sign that they just absolutely pummeled them. And it's also a good sign that the leaders of the team, the best players on the team, two of the best players in the league, led the way, and the rest of the guys did enough. Now it's time to keep that going. Now it's time to build a little bit of a lead in first place in the American League. Now it's time to even out that record, right? Because since June 1st, they've been about a 500 team. Let's have a little better winning percentage the rest of the way. Keith McPherson on the Fan the rest of the way. I've got you until the night ends. This is KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show. Dial the number. I'll take your calls. Connor Hughes will join me at 8:15. I've got no other guests. I was working on getting a Yankee to talk about Old Timers Day and, you know, the weekend coming up. But you guys can talk about it. I already see all Yankee fans on the line. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I got a good story from the stadium today. I got smacked at the stadium today. Not alcohol. Not drinking. I was sober. Somebody actually smacked me. I got to tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened. Let's take this break, and we'll be right back. KM to AM. Let's get it, man. I'll tell you how I got smacked later. Like, a guy smacked me in Legends. But I don't want any smoke with anybody. Like, I'm not looking to fight anybody. New York is a crazy place. People are angry. People are defensive. I mean, I can hold my own, but I'm not looking to fight anybody. I'm not trying to go to jail. I told y'all, Yankee Stadium is not a place for you to ever fight. They have a jail in there, and the court is right down the street. Just listen, don't put your hands on anybody. It's never that serious. Josh is up there in the Bronx. What's up? You're on the Fan.
Keith, thanks for taking my call. I know it's been a long time, but I got to tell you, the Yankees and the Mets have to bear down. now through the end of the season. They've got to take care of their business. Look, I listen to your show, man. You have these young kids calling you, man. They've never experienced what we've experienced. It's time for the Yankees and the Mets to get something going like a championship, you know. Bear down, play some serious baseball and, you know, grind it out and get it done, man. I mean, like, you know, these people, you know, the fathers, the mothers, the daughters and the sons, they look up to these stars and everything. Come on, man, get it done. Thank you for taking my call, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, I think what you're saying is, like, now it's time. Bear down. Chicago Bears, bear down. I still didn't watch the new episode of Hard Knocks. I got to put that on the to-do list. I don't have time to watch TV. But no, it's time to lock in because this has been a special season for the Mets. We'll do more of the Mets conversation when the Mets...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This game starts at 9:40. I cannot wait for the pitching matchups in this Mets-Padres series. All the talk the last week about how they're going to change the rules to make starting pitchers go six innings. Like, no, just stop doing too much. But there are some good matchups in that Mets-Padres series. We'll talk about that a little later on. But this is a special season for the Mets and a special season for the Yankees. And in my open, I said baseball was missing the optics of, like, the drone footage coming into the Bronx and Yankee Stadium and seeing the fans all turned up in October, yelling, screaming, in the bleachers, popcorn going in the air, beer throwing everywhere. Like, you know, same thing in Citi Field. Like, the last time we saw the Mets in the postseason, like, they gotta avenge that. Speaking of the Padres, we need to see another round of postseason baseball with these OMG Grimace Mets. You know, we need to see, you know, this Carlos Mendoza, David Stearns year one Mets. Not just compete and say we had a good year. No, see it through now. See it through now and get the last wild card so that when October comes, the mecca of baseball, the capital of baseball, where the offices of Major League Baseball are, the MLB store, MLB Network, all right here, like, we should have National League and American League postseason baseball in this city. It's time to get back to it. Let's go to Roxbury and talk to Larry. What's up, Larry? You're on the fan. You got it.
Hey, Keith, how are you, sir? Your opening comments are spot on. I'm loving the passion, man. I'm loving the fire. You are all meat and no filler, as always. You're the best, I'm telling you right now.
Thanks. Thank you.
So I just want to say the last two games were great. I get it. Tuesday night's game, what was up with the base running and Trent Grisham? I know it was the third base coach, but, dude, that was an abomination. So, you know what I mean?
I'll say it again because I was on that night. I don't care about Luis Rojas. Luis Rojas, to me, if I'm running, I don't care about Luis Rojas. In a game that's tight like that, and
exactly,
Austin Wells comes in to pinch hit, a guy that there was so much talk about him not being in the lineup, and he gets the job done. He laces one off the top of the wall. Trent Grisham is just too cool of a customer.
Unbelievable.
He's just always got to be casual. I can't do it. Go. Run. Balls to the wall. Head down. Hustle up. Do not think if you get thrown out at the plate and you were going the whole time, I can live with that. But I can still see you thinking about it, looking back to see where the ball is. He had to score. That's why you're in the game. Stan works a walk. You get put in the game as a pinch runner. You have to score. Jamai Jones would have scored.
Dude, he was like jogging. I'm like, what is this guy doing? He was slow motion.
Too
but listen,
cool.
I want to ask
too cool.
I want to ask you two things. Number one, gun to your head. Are they going to sign Soto and how much? Number two, Judge is going to be 33 next year. Dude, how much longer can a guy do it? He's a freaking beast. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Larry. I am not doubting Aaron Judge. I have no doubts. I'm not doing that. He's the silencer. As soon as you start to, like, be a critic of Aaron Judge, as soon as you're like, what, bro? Shout out to that coach in Staten Island that decided he was going to say something wrong about Aaron Judge this week. Aaron Judge said, all right, you know what? You're going to try and talk down on me, make something up. act like I ignored some kids? I'm on Paw Patrol. You're going to act like I didn't wave to some kids from New York? It just doesn't make any sense. Anybody that's been around Judge, seen Judge, the camps he does, the way that he treats kids, he's a monster of a human being. He gets down to the ground for these kids on the field. Like, it just doesn't even sound like something Aaron Judge would do, ignore some kids. So Aaron Judge just went out there and took it out on the baseball, took it out on the Guardians. So thank you, random Little League coach in Staten Island that's probably not a Yankees fan and just wanted his little pop, his little 15 seconds of fame. That turned into Judge mashing baseballs. And I think Judge can keep this going for a few more years. Like, he's just getting into his prime. He's 33. Okay, he had his ridiculous MVP season 2 years ago at 31. And I think Judge is 30. Let's see. I don't care how old Judge is, because I'm not looking at him like other human beings. He's a cyborg. He's some type of mutant robot. He's 32. So let's not try to age. He's 33 next year. I think he's doing this for the next 3 or 4 years. And I'm also not taking him out of the outfield yet either. Not with the arm that he has, not with just the baseball knowledge that he has, not with the contract that he has. I'm done just thinking like he's hurt. Nobody says anything about his toe anymore. That's not a thing. Nobody even mentions, oh, how's his toe doing? It's not a thing. It's not a thing. In the beginning of the season, it was something that he was going to have to manage all season. No one asked, hey, how's your toe feeling? Because the way that this guy plays baseball, it's too easy. He looks completely healthy. When he struggled in April, I said, he's got to be hurt because I know how good he is, right? I've seen so many of his at-bats live. So when he struggled in April, I think it really just was the timing and him missing time in spring training and then being thrust into the regular season. And I mean, if you think about what his numbers look ridiculous now, but what would his numbers look like if he was doing this the whole season, if he was doing this in April? It's insane. So I'm not looking at Judge and saying anything against the guy. As soon as you start to count the guy out or think about something, he shuts everybody up. He's the silencer. As soon as someone wants to be critical of him or say something against him, he goes out there and he makes everybody realize he's the best in baseball. He's the best player we've ever seen. Don't tell me about Barry Bonds. Don't tell me about Ken Griffey Jr. Don't tell me about Willie Mays or Babe Ruth. Like, it's just, no, in modern day baseball, this guy's hitting almost 100 points better than the average baseball player. He's got 48 home runs. He's on pace to hit 61. It's insane. And, you know, with Juan Soto, too, I just think that these guys, they're leading the way. They drove in all the runs. Yeah, the Centurion Ferrari and the most valuable Lamborghini. They are going to drive this thing all the way. It's them. And if guys don't want to pitch to them, then Giancarlo Stanton, Austin Wells, those guys got to make them pay. Gleyber Torres, get on. A bloop single, working a walk. Gleyber, 10-pitch walk. Good, buddy. Good. It is time to lock in and act like this is it, right? Act like these are the last 2 months, because they are. 888-808-1019. It has to continue. I just need now the next thing to be a little bit of space. Create a little bit of a lead in first place. Joe is in Colonia. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, the thing that has me worried about the Yankees is when they play the White Sox, Tigers, and now they're facing the Rockies, they seem like a totally different team when they play a contender. The teams, they should be beating up on the Rockies and the White Sox and that. And I don't know who Baltimore has next, but this is where
the
you
Astros,
need to separate.
I think.
Okay, but this is where the Yankees really need to pull ahead. But it just seems weird that they can't beat up on these teams that they should.
Yeah, that's baseball, Susan. Like, it's unfortunate when they play down to their competition, quote unquote, but it's baseball. Like, what I say
Correct.
Is they're the Yankees. They're going to get everybody's best shot. They're the Yankees. That was Correct. The White Sox World Series. The White Sox beating them 12-2, that's the greatest moment of their season. And for the Yankees,
exactly.
It's just a blip on the radar. It's just a bad night.
And I always heard years ago, I've been following the Yankees since the mid-70s, and it seems like every time someone plays the Yankees, that's team's World Series. But the Yankees need to step up to that.
Yeah, they have to know that. They have to know you're going to get everyone's best shot. You're stepping in the ring
right.
against a lesser opponent. They're coming out throwing haymakers. They're swinging. They're trying to knock you out. It's not going to be easy.
Exactly. And I just, we're at the end of the year. Colorado is 47-81, I believe their record. The Yankees should just beat up on them.
You would think they're a last place team. You would think that they can just, you know, sweep the Colorado Rockies. But
right,
I mean, the Mets will tell you they didn't sweep the Rockies. The Rockies have been playing spoiler a little bit. They're coming to New York, the greatest stage. They're coming to New York, and they're trying to win these games just so that they can get on Quick Pitch, so that they can get on SportsCenter, so that they can have a little bit of a pop because they know everybody's watching Juan Soto and Aaron Judge.
Right. And I thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it, and have a great day, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Like, not for nothing, as hot as the Diamondbacks have been, right? Like, not the Diamondbacks. Let me go to their schedule. There was a team that they recently went toe-to-toe with, and I'm like, They played the Braves tough. They played the Padres tough. The Padres couldn't sweep them. The Diamondbacks actually swept them. The Braves couldn't sweep them. The Mets couldn't sweep them. They took a series from the Padres in the beginning of this month. So that's what I'm saying. There are postseason teams, and there are teams that are eliminated. There are teams fighting for the postseason in the middle. There are the haves and the have-nots. And the Rockies are the have-nots. They're a last-place team, but they're coming to play. Spoiler, that's all they have to play for. These are professionals. These are guys that have confidence in themselves. And even though their record has put them out of it, they're coming and they're swinging for the fences, right? You're going to see a masterclass at third base from Ryan McMahon. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to see guys playing up because they're playing the New York Yankees, and they know there's going to be 40,000 in attendance. If you can't get up for that game, then you can't get up for any game. Let's go to Stu in Point Pleasant Beach, down the shore. What's up, Stu?
Yo, Keith, my dude. How are you tonight, sir?
Good. We're rolling.
Rolling always, bro. You're dead smack on about everything. So, Keith, I want to tell you about a little bit of experience. You know, I was at Tuesday's night game. You know, I was in the Delta Suite, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anybody knows anything about the Delta Suite, the fan is right up there. You know, if you're on the patio, you're out there hanging out. Chilling. So, you know, I'm out with my guys at work, and I said, you know, freaking John freaking Sterling and Susan Waldman. I said, icons, you know, Yankees. What a great story this is going to be. Wait until you hear this one. And I don't know if you were in the booth or where you were. Where were you at?
I was in the bleachers. I was in 120, 121. I didn't come up because I just didn't want to bother John. I figured he had enough people bothering him.
Gotcha, 100%. And we're going to talk about the wave later, you know, because that was going crazy.
They did the wave all three games.
Yo, you guys don't. Yo, I don't understand, bro. Why don't they do it over there? You guys,
there's a ton of casuals.
I saw a couple people.
You don't get 40,000 plus diehards that are locked in on every pitch, every at bat. You get 20,000 casuals that are in there, like, oh, the wave is coming. Stand up. Put your arms in the air.
I hear you. Dude, it's true that, true that. So check this one out, bro. We're going to go to this story. You're going to be like, I can't believe it. So I'm sitting down. I said to the guy next to me at work, I said, wouldn't it be amazing if I said, you know, Susan, hey, Susan, can you sign my shirt, you and John? You know, the shirts they were giving out.
I'm wearing it. Yep. Right? I'm wearing it right now.
All of a sudden, and you know, you said that. So I said, you know, I had to call in. I she looks at me, and it was quiet because, you know, nothing was going on. You know, we were there early. I said, Susan, I gave her the heart above my, you know, I said, I love you. She goes, oh, I love you. I said, oh, yeah, if you love me, would you sign my shirt? So all of a sudden, she said.
Bruh. Thanks for the call, Stu. Two S-bombs, gotta cut you. And I knew where the story was going. And I feel like he told me that story late at night when I was on Tuesday, or maybe somebody else was the shirts are tough to sign. They're navy blue, and I think I set that trend because the RotoWear shirt, the thank you, well, John, we thank you shirt. I got John to sign that shirt, and I think he got like 10,000 views on TikTok and Instagram, and you know it was funny because John, in the video, you hear John tries to sign the shirt, and he looks to me, he says, well, this is lousy. John is the best, and reports came out today that John Sterling may return for the postseason. Man, if there ever was a year to do it, come on, Yanks. Stefan is in Brooklyn on the fan next. What's up, Stefan? You got it.
Hey, what's going on, Keith, my brother? How you doing?
All right, you know, working a little bit tonight.
right, I've been working 7 days a week. But anyway, I want to mention three of my New York teams. I just want to make a point. And I'm going to start off with the Yankees. At the end of the day, I feel that this can be the Yankees' year. I'm looking at Soto. I'm looking at, you know, Soto, I think he's like between the number three and the fifth best player in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, he's a top five player.
And then when you look at, okay, that's what I'm saying. Now, when you look at Judge, Judge is number one. So I'm like, you got number one, number two. You got a good team. You got to do what you got to do. But I feel they might can get it. And when they do, at the end of the year, I don't care what happens. Management need to just give Soto, ask him two questions. You love playing with the Yankees? You love playing with Judge? Here's a blank check. Write the number that you want, and that's it. And keep that man. Don't let him walk. Please don't let him walk.
Yeah, you know? I don't think they can. I don't think they will. I've had a lot of conversations about Juan Soto staying in New York and this being between the Mets and the Yankees, and I really think it's going to come down to Hal Steinbrenner's relationship with Steve Cohen. Obviously, the Mets and Steve Cohen are going to try and offer Juan Soto. I mean, there's going to probably be some other teams as well, but I don't think they're going to be in the running. I think it's between the two New York teams. I think it's going to come down
to... You know what? The Yankees can do it. The Yankees can do it. They said they got different ways.
Of course. Give me a second. What I'm saying is it's going to come down to... And I didn't hang up on you, Stefan. I just, you know, I got to get the point across and then we can go back. What I'm saying is it's going to come down to Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen's relationship. And as long as they're not trying to do a piss measuring contest, you know what I mean? Like, as long as they're not trying to do a back and forth, a bidding, well, I'm going to go up 20,000 or 20 million. And then you go, like, as long as they say, hey, set your price, you're like, let's get this thing done, winter meetings. Let's get this thing done before Christmas. You know, you present him, you wine and dine him, whatever. We do that and then let the man decide. Okay, you're back on.
Okay, so now, my New York Knicks. I feel I watched every game because the Knicks are relevant now and I love them. And I feel with the Nova Knicks, they could have did it last year, but we had too many people on injury. And now that they're not and they come in and everybody's healthy, I feel this is their year to go ahead and go to the championship game.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of Knicks fans that feel that way. But what I will counter with is Giannis was hurt last year. In year two with Damian Lillard, they're going to be better. The Pacers knocked you out last year. They're going to be better. They also kind of ran into some health problems late. The Sixers got a lot better, in my opinion. And you beat them with a hobbled Joel Embiid. And the Boston Celtics have more motivation than they had last year because of what happened with the Olympics. Jaylen Brown snubbed. And Jason Tatum benched, and the Boston Celtics are literally running it back with the same guys. They have a good chance to go back-to-back titles. So it's not going to be as easy to get the two seed, and the road for the Knicks, even though they're better, is not going to be that easy as well.
All right, last point being made. My New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers. I say you should kiss the ground this man walk on. I don't care what he do, where he go, where he smoke. That man is the truth. And if they can protect him from being hurt, listen, this should be their year.
Thank you for the call, Steph. Yeah, I would not play him in the preseason. That's not what it's about. It's about winning games. The Jets need to win games to end the drought and make it to the playoffs this year. Coming up in about half an hour less, Connor Hughes will join me, and I'll ask him what he thinks about Aaron Rodgers not playing and the Jets not playing their starters in a preseason. Why? For what? The MetLife Bowl? The Battle of East Rutherford? They dominated them in practice. Everybody saw those clips. I hope you did. I was on last night talking about how embarrassing it was looking at Breece Hall smacking Isaiah Simmons' ankles. Sauce Gardner waving goodbye to the Giants. Aaron Rodgers just, boom, 50, 60-yard bomb down the left sideline to Garrett Wilson. Oh, Garrett Wilson dominating the same cornerbacks that you saw Malik Nabers dominate, where people said Malik Nabers is going to be the greatest Giants receiver of all time. No, he's going against Nick McCloud and Cordell Flott and and Deontay Banks and, like, please, what are we talking about? They said he's better than Garrett Wilson already? What? Excuse me, what? Braylon Allen yesterday tweeted, I think Garrett Wilson is the best football player I've ever seen outside of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, we got some football conversation coming up in about 25 minutes, but let's take this break so we can get back to your Yankees calls. A caller did ask me what I think the number is for Juan Soto. I think it's between 550 and 600. I don't think he's going to take over 600 million. I think it's somewhere around like 580, honestly. I think that's where that's the higher end. I think it starts around like 550, and then with the back and forth between Steve Cohen and Hal Steinbrenner, I think it ultimately ends up being like 585. We'll break that down. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Yo, Keith, my dude, how are you tonight, sir?
Good, we're rolling.
Rolling always, bro. You're dead smack on about everything. So, Keith, I want to tell you about a little bit of experience. You know, I was at Tuesday's night game. You know, I was in the Delta Suite, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anybody knows anything about the Delta Suite, the Fan is right up there. You know, you know, if you're on the patio, you're out there hanging out, chilling. So, you know, I'm out with my guys at work, and I said, you know, freaking John freaking Sterling and Susan Waldman. I said, icons, you know, Yankees. What a great story this is going to be. Wait until you hear this one. And I don't know if you were in the booth or where you were. If you were in the, where were you at?
I was in the bleachers. I was in 120, 121. I didn't come up because I just didn't want to bother John. I figured he had enough people bothering him.
Gotcha, 100%. And we're going to talk about the wave later, you know, because that was going crazy.
They did the wave all three games.
Yo, you guys don't. Yo, I don't understand, bro. Why don't they do it over there? You guys,
because there's a ton of casuals.
I saw a couple people.
You don't get 40,000 plus diehards that are locked in on every pitch, every at bat. You get 20,000 casuals that are in there, like, oh, the wave is coming. Stand up, put your arms in the air.
I hear you, dude. You know, it's true that. True that. So check this one out, bro. We're gonna go to this story. You're gonna be like, I can't believe it. So I'm sitting down. I said to the guy next to me at work, I said, wouldn't it be amazing if I said, you know, Susan, hey, Susan, can you sign my shirt, you and John? You know, the shirts they were giving out.
I'm wearing it, okay? Yep. I'm wearing it right now.
All of a sudden, and, you know, you said that, so I said, you know, I had to call in. She looks at me, and it was quiet because, you know, nothing was going on, you know, we were there early. I said, Susan, I gave her the heart above my, you know, I said, I love you. She goes, oh, I love you. I said, oh, yeah, if you love me, would you sign my shirt? So all of a sudden, she said.
Bruh. Thanks for the call, Stu. Two S-bombs, gotta cut you. And I knew where the story was going. And I feel like he told me that story late at night when I was on Tuesday. Or maybe somebody else was. The shirts are tough to sign. They're navy blue. And I think I set that trend. Because the RotoWear shirt, the thank you, well, John, we thank you shirt. I got John to sign that shirt, and I think he got like 10,000 views on TikTok and Instagram. And, you know, it was funny because John, in the video, you hear John tries to sign the shirt, and he looks to me, he says, well, this is lousy. John is the best, and reports came out today that John Sterling may return for the postseason. Man, if there ever was a year to do it, come on, Yanks. Stefan is in Brooklyn on the Fan next. What's up, Stefan? You got it.
Hey, what's going on, Keith, my brother? How you doing?
All right, you know, working a little bit tonight.
All right, I've been working 7 days a week. But anyway, I want to mention three of my New York teams. I just want to make a point. And I'm going to start off with the Yankees. At the end of the day, I feel that this can be the Yankees' year. I'm looking at Soto. I'm looking at, you know, Soto, I think he's like between the number three and the fifth best player in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, he's a top five player.
And then when you look at, okay, that's what I'm saying. Now, when you look at Judge is the number one. So I'm like, you got number one, number two. You got a good team. You got to do what you got to do. But I feel they might can get it. And when they do, at the end of the year, I don't care what happens. Management need to just give Soto, ask him two questions. You love playing with the Yankees? You love playing with Judge? Here's a blank check. write the number that you want, and that's it. And keep that man. Don't let him walk. Please don't let him walk.
Yeah, you know? I don't think they can. I don't think they will. I've had a lot of conversations about Juan Soto staying in New York and this being between the Mets and the Yankees, and I really think it's going to come down to Hal Steinbrenner's relationship with Steve Cohen. Obviously, the Mets and Steve Cohen are going to try and offer Juan Soto. I mean, there's going to probably be some other teams as well, but I don't think they're going to be in the running. I think it's between the two New York teams. I think it's going to come down
to... what? The Yankees can do it. The Yankees can do it. They got different ways.
Of course. Give me a second. What I'm saying is it's going to come down to... And I didn't hang up on you, Stefan. I got to get the point across, and then we can go back. What I'm saying is it's going to come down to Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen's relationship. And as long as they're not trying to do a piss measuring contest, you know what I mean? Like, as long as they're not trying to do a back and forth, a bidding, well, I'm going to go up 20,000 or 20 million. And then you go, like, as long as they say, hey, set your price, you're like, let's get this thing done, winter meetings. Let's get this thing done before Christmas. You know, you present him, you wine and dine him, whatever. We do that, and then let the man decide. Okay, you're back on.
Okay, so now, my New York Knicks. I watched every game because the Knicks are relevant now, and I love them. And I feel with the Nova Knicks, they could have did it last year, but we had too many people on injury. And now that they're not and they come in and everybody's healthy, I feel this is their year to go ahead and go to the championship game.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of Knicks fans that feel that way. But what I will counter with is Giannis was hurt last year. In year two with Damian Lillard, they're going to be better. The Pacers knocked you out last year. They're going to be better. They also kind of ran into some health problems late. The Sixers got a lot better, in my opinion, and you beat them with a hobbled Joel Embiid, and the Boston Celtics have more motivation than they had last year because of what happened with the Olympics. Jaylen Brown snubbed and Jason Tatum benched, and the Boston Celtics are literally running it back with the same guys. They have a good chance to go back-to-back titles, so it's not going to be as easy to get the 2 seed, and the road for the Knicks, even though they're better, is not going to be that easy as well.
All right, last point being made. My New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers. I say you should kiss the ground this man walk on. I don't care what he do, where he go, where he smoke. That man is the truth. And if they can protect him from being hurt, listen, this should be their year.
Thank you for the call, Steph. Yeah, I would not play him in the preseason. That's not what it's about. It's about winning games. The Jets need to win games to end the drought and make it to the playoffs this year. Coming up in about half an hour or less, Connor Hughes will join me, and I'll ask him what he thinks about Aaron Rodgers not playing and the Jets not playing their starters in a preseason. Why? For what? The MetLife Bowl? The Battle of East Rutherford? They dominated them in practice. Everybody saw those clips. I hope you did. I was on last night talking about how embarrassing it was looking at Breece Hall smacking Isaiah Simmons' ankles. Sauce Gardner waving goodbye to the Giants. Aaron Rodgers just, boom, 50, 60-yard bomb down the left sideline to Garrett Wilson. Oh, Garrett Wilson dominating the same cornerbacks that you saw Malik Nabers dominate, where people said Malik Nabers is going to be the greatest Giants receiver of all time. No, he's going against Nick McCloud and Cordell Flott and Deontay Banks. And like, please, what are we talking about? They said he's better than Garrett Wilson already? What? Excuse me, what? Braylon Allen yesterday tweeted, I think Garrett Wilson is the best football player I've ever seen outside of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, we got some football conversation coming up in about 25 minutes, but let's take this break so we can get back to your Yankees calls. A caller did ask me what I think the number is for Juan Soto. I think it's between 550 and 600. I don't think he's going to take over 600 million. I think it's somewhere around like 580, honestly. I think that's the higher end. I think it starts around like 550, and then with the back and forth between Steve Cohen and Hal Steinbrenner, I think it ultimately ends up being like 585. We'll break that down. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.